This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some photography? Well, a photographer may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Barbara Yusahara, with Barbara Jacqueline Studios. Barbara, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Garfield, and I hope you're doing as well as you look.
I am blessed. We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
Well, my studio has been around since, let's see, I started in 2010. We rebranded in 2010, I should say, because my original business, I started with my husband in 2007. And then we rebranded in 2010 to have a different focus, more fashion forward, more editorial, more lifestyle focused.
Okay, wow. Sounds like you're having fun over there. Fashion forward and all of that other good stuff. So how did you get into this business? I know I dabbled in photography a little bit, and I remember exploring, and I wanted to be a professional photographer and wanted to know what you had to do to be a professional photographer, if you needed a degree or certificate. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think you just call yourself in and kind of prove it.
Well, it's really funny. I don't think I ever thought of becoming a professional photographer. As a child, I learned early on how to hold the camera and learned a lot about film photography by my late mother, who emigrated from Cuba. And in Cuba, she was a family portrait photographer. But she was also a model and a showgirl. So she was beautiful. She was like her own subject. And when she arrived to the United States, I remember early on, as early as 5 years old, I even have photos. We were in a hotel and she was taking pictures. And I remember her talking to me about lighting. And, you know, I'm 5 years old, but I remember this conversation. And I always remembered about sun and the placement of sun and light and where you place your subject. It always stayed with me. And I remember taking a few pictures of her. Now, mind you, these are film cameras that you look down into, right? Mm-hmm. The old Brownies and the old Kodak cameras. And then at the age of about 8 years old, and I have proof, we were in Las Vegas and my mom was posing in front of the casinos. I think it was the Golden Nugget. And I took pictures of my mom. And if you look at the, you know, I was trying to dig up the pictures and I'll have to do that now as a project, but looking at the image for an eight-year-old to have captured that is kind of pretty brilliant. I mean, she was centered. The photo was in focus. It was perfectly exposed. And then I even, I played around with some of the images. So I can actually say I have been photographing since I was eight. I won't go back as far as five because I don't remember actually taking the pictures. But I do remember as at the age of eight that I did that. And then I kind of continued on as a hobby, you know, with my cameras, my film cameras that my mom would buy me. And lo and behold, in junior high school, I became the official school photographer and yearbook director, editor. And I was selling ads at, I don't know how, I must have been 11 or 12 years old. I was selling ads to local merchants and I would show up with my camera and take pictures of their business fronts and they would sponsor the yearbook. So that started and then I just kept, you know, photographing until I was about, you know, in early adult. And then in 2006, when I met my husband, he was really into digital photography and I was still shooting film. And I was so scared. I didn't want a camera. And he says, oh, I'm going to get you a camera. And we started, you know, shooting together. He has an amazing eye. He really inspired me with digital photography. And then after our own wedding, and the day we got our photos back and we sat there, we were in tears. We were emotional. We were happy. All this plethora of emotions just really made me want to feel that what it made me feel that I really wanted to give that to someone. I wanted to give that feeling to someone. And I said, let's do it. Let's try this. And we did. And here we are.
Okay. So you do portrait business, fashion. What's your specialty?
Well, when we first started as a husband and wife team, our specialty was weddings and events. So we did a lot of weddings and we did a lot of events, performance arts, cultural events, a lot of community events. We love working with the community. That's really important to us. And then when I rebranded in 2010 with Barbara Jacqueline Studios, the focus, I wanted it to be a little bit more artful. It was great to do weddings, and we always covered weddings in a candid manner until it came time to family photos, where you have to have structure. It was great experience to work with so many amazing families and so many amazing dynamics that can happen at a wedding, because you can show up to the wedding with the most expensive camera in the world and have all this knowledge, and unless you're a people person, you're not going to be a photo person, a photographer that really can work in that kind of an element with ease. You have to be able to work, you know, well in these difficult situations. So when I rebranded, I still wanted to maintain that, but I wanted my images to go to the next level. I wanted to see my images in my clients' living rooms as big as life, which when you do that in an artful manner, they look at it differently. They actually can't believe it's themselves, you know, in the middle of, you know, let's say Taj Mahal, and they're very far and the image is beautiful and it's on their wedding day. So we wanted to create art pieces like that for our clients.
Okay. So it sounds like you've been very busy, Barbara. When you're not so busy running your business, taking pictures, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, you know, believe it or not, for fun, I love teaching, and I love meeting new photographers and aspiring photographers. We used to host a lot of workshops in California when I lived there before we relocated to Port St. Lucie. And for fun, I'm a great cook. I've been cooking since I've been holding the camera. I mean, since my childhood, I've been cooking. And so I love to cook. I'm also a musician, singer, songwriter, performer, recording artist. We were nominated for 2 Grammys. In 2010, we went to the Grammys, and that was with a project that I worked with in the world music category, Latin jazz world music category. So I do a little bit of a lot of things, I think. Yeah.
You're not messing around. Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us hardships.
Oh, yeah.
Some curveballs here. Let's talk about a hardship, one struggle, something that you went through and you can look back today until you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
Well, you know, I have to say a couple things. Losing my mother in 2003, you know, I don't think we ever have enough time to get to know our parents. They get to know us because from the moment we're born, right? And we can get to know them as much as we can. And then that day, when that day comes, that dreaded day, you realize, wow, you know, I could have known more. I could have done more. I could have, but you know, from that, I mean, I learned a lot from my mother. I learned my strength. I learned that, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. And then she gave me the gift that I now have, you know, that keeps her with me. So I have to say that was one thing that was difficult to overcome, and I'm really a much better and stronger person for it. And then the other thing was, you know, having to leave, not having to leave, but choosing to leave a career of more than, you know, many decades of police dispatch work for the San Francisco Police Department. Very good paying job. I mean, if you work overtime, you can easily have a six digit income. And so leaving that and full-time retirement, full-time benefits and, you know, and taking an early retirement because of I saw that my health was going in a different way, and I wanted to be healthy for the rest of my life. I didn't want to I wanted to enjoy life. So, and I was also doing the photography on the side on my days off. So I had Fridays and Saturdays off, and I was shooting and working and producing, and then having a full-time job with overtime with the police department. It just really ran me. It ran its course on me and my body. And so having to leave it was kind of a bittersweet, but it also allowed me to, have my company grow and learn more and become a better photographer, because you never stop learning in this business. I'm still learning. And I don't mean technical. I'm learning a lot of other things. Staying up with the times and software and cameras, but people. People are my business. I always say, I'm not a camera person. I'm a people person. My camera is just my tool. But who inspires me is the person on the other side of the camera. It really is for me more than just taking a picture. It's really creating and preserving that moment for that person.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, if it's okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I want you to narrow it down to one thing that you want our listeners to remember about Barbara Jacqueline Studio.
Okay, one thing. And I hate to be so dramatic, but I'm Cuban, so I'm a little dramatic. if you think of yourself and your family in the middle of a big storm, like a hurricane, and they're banging on your door, the police, the rescue people, and they're ordering you to evacuate. And they say, you have 5 minutes to get whatever it is that you need. Run into your house and get it and be out here in 5 minutes. What are you gonna grab? And so I've asked my clients things like this, and you know what they tell me? My photo albums. And that really just changed a lot of things for me. This happened many years ago. I want to say in the beginning of Barbara Jacqueline Studios, that question came up. And when I never thought of that, but I thought of myself, I would do the same thing. Forget the wedding ring, forget the wedding dress. I want that photo album. One of my mentors, his name is Joe Buizink. He's a world famous photographer, said, and I'll leave it at this. He said this beautiful quote, and I have to agree. There's no such thing as the perfect picture, only the perfect moment.
We're not going to add to that. I'm just going to ask you, our listeners here are probably have one word on that lips, and that's how. How can they get more information on Barbara Jacqueline Studios?
Okay, well, I am currently revamping my website to work with the algorithms now that I've left California for Florida. And so my site is temporarily down, but I do have a temporary site. And but honestly, I love when people call me. I'm an old fashioned type of girl. I'm real traditional. If they can call me or text me, I'm good with that. I'm very savvy. I don't get annoyed or anything like that. I've given you the links, because the link's kind of hard. I don't know if you want me to give out the link, or if you want me to just give out my phone number, my email.
Your phone number be fine.
Okay, my phone number is area code 510-672-5777.
Well, Barbara, we really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to meeting you soon one day, hopefully.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.